Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
I'm Kelly. I've been the art studio coordinator at Holden since June of 2019.
I'm Callie. I have been at Holden Village since September 2019. And I currently serve as the communications and development lead. Today's Food for Thought explores the topic of housing. To ground our time together, you are invited to begin by joining a silent reflection about a pleasant time when you have felt at home. For many people, feeling at home may not exist within the confines of a building, but for the purposes of today's topic, you are invited to reflect upon a time when you felt at home within some type of housing. We lament the devastating reality that far too many people lack basic shelter, safe housing, or positive feelings about home. If this exercise will bring up unpleasantness or trauma, please take care of yourself as needed. You are invited to center yourself in this space instead, if you prefer. You may close your eyes if you wish, or keep your eyes open. Where is a place that you have felt pleasantly at home? Picture yourself there. It could be a recent experience or a childhood memory, or something in between. It could be in a space that you call home, or in someone else's space. What does being at home look like? Picture yourself moving through the space. What do you see around you? What does being at home feel like? What textures do you feel? What is the temperature? What are you touching? What does being at home sound like? Where are the sounds coming from? What does being at home smell like? What does it taste like? Imagine your positive feeling of home radiating out into the world as a hope or a prayer that all people may have access to affordable, safe, and comfortable housing. Thank you for participating in that reflection time.
Shelter is one of the basic needs for human survival, at the base of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Security, such as financial stability, is another basic human need on the next tier of the pyramid. Yet for too many people in the United States, safe, affordable housing is hard to find. A 2018 study found that nearly half of all renters were cost-burdened, that is, they spent more than 30% of their income on housing, leaving less money available to cover other expenses. Homeownership is cost-prohibitive for nearly two-thirds of renters who say they can't afford to own a home. Furthermore, the United States has a long history of racist housing policies and discrimination that have created significant barriers to home ownership for people of color. In the 1930s, the federal government created the Home Owners Loan Corporation, which created maps that assessed the perceived riskiness of neighborhoods for mortgage lenders to loan money to prospective homeowners. Neighborhoods with Black people and immigrants were rated as the most hazardous to lend to and were shaded red on the map, hence the term redlining. Meanwhile, white people could easily obtain mortgages and move to the suburbs where racially restrictive housing covenants prevented people of color from living in those neighborhoods. Since home ownership is a significant way that people build wealth in this country and is subsidized through tax credits that incentivize home ownership, Black people, Indigenous people, and people of color have been systematically excluded from wealth generation and affordable housing access for many decades.
Structural racism in housing and the economic impacts are big and nuanced topics that would be impossible to adequately cover in one Food for Thought. So today we are focusing on housing in the local area. Although Holden Village sometimes feels like its own world, this community is integrally linked to the economy of communities downlake. We will now read some excerpts from an article in the Seattle Times about how tourism, sprawl from Seattle, and the housing and job markets are all pushing on affordability of rent and home ownership in the Chelan and Wenatchee area.
Wenatchee, a city of barely 35,000 people, now has a rush hour. The median home price is actually 13% higher than a year ago and already out of reach for many in a town with a median household income below $49,000. Rents have risen even faster. The average two-bedroom apartment goes for $1,534, up 23% from a year ago. And critically, Wenatchee's housing sector, still recovering from the recession, has fallen behind in adding new supply.
In the resort community of Chelan, meanwhile, housing is so unaffordable that nearly 800 of the town's workers now commute between 25 and 50 miles, according to a recent survey, and local schools have seen an exodus of families unable to make ends meet.
For decades, North Central Washington, Chelan, Douglas, Grant, and Kittitas counties has enjoyed important links to the West Side economy, thanks to tourism and trade. But in recent years, those connections have intensified. Tourism is booming. Resort towns like Leavenworth, Roslyn, and Chelan have seen record growth in visitors and revenues, most of it from the West Side.
But the boom with the biggest consequence has been in real estate. In resort communities, realtors say that up to 90% of their clients are now Westsiders eager for a piece of Eastern Washington paradise. In Chelan County alone, Westsiders own residential property worth around $2 billion, or roughly a fifth of the county's total assessed value.
Take the affordability issue. While it's true that the 206 economy is generating lots of new jobs in North Central Washington, many are low wage.
Worse, even as these low wages make it hard for many North Central Washington residents to pay rent and mortgages, the supply of locally affordable housing is dwindling under pressure from wealthy Westsiders and other outsiders. Outside demand for higher-end residences has become so steady that local contractors have a disincentive to build houses at the lower end.
The 206 economy is also cutting into the supply of rental units. Aided by Airbnb and other online booking platforms, thousands of homes in North Central Washington have been converted into vacation rentals.
In Chelan County, officials estimate that the number of vacation rentals has grown over the last 15 years from a few hundred to at least 2,400, most of them in tourist areas. In a county with barely 36,000 total residential units and less than 9,300 full-time rentals, the sharp increase in vacation rentals represents a significant loss of permanent housing.
What stands out to you? In what ways are Holden Knights and other resort communities benefiting from the shift in the tourist economy? In what ways are we contributing to it? For people listening outside of Chelan County, what housing and economic patterns are happening near you?
We will continue by looking more closely at affordable housing programs in Chelan and Wenatchee. Towns like Chelan and Wenatchee, as well as towns and cities across the country, are struggling to house their residents. While the simple solution would be to add more housing, there is a tension between adding more affordable rental housing and keeping low-wage workers and accepting the demand for expensive housing from urban sprawlers. There are many economical reasons why building affordable housing is no easy feat for many regions, but these two towns are working hard to shift growth patterns to accommodate their workers and current residents. One challenge to providing affordable housing is finding an appropriately zoned site that is large enough and has access to services. Another is securing funding from a variety of sources, which is a competitive process. The Chelan Valley Housing Trust is in the process of building a new community of five townhomes which are available to home buyers who earn $50,000 or less. They are also looking at sustaining both public and private funding for the years to come in order to meet their immediate need for an additional 80 affordable housing units in the Chelan Valley.
Wenatchee is also working towards improving their housing crisis through various programs. According to Wenatchee World, as of June 2019, the housing wait list numbers were 584 people for multifamily units, 527 people who were senior citizens and people with disabilities, 219 people looking for year-round agricultural housing, and 162 people for Section 8 housing. Since Wenatchee is landlocked between Foothills and the Columbia River, they are beginning to increase infill developments, such as townhomes and duplexes, on empty parcels or adding onto existing properties. The YWCA, North Central Washington, is also working on a variety of housing assistance programs, including an emergency shelter, a transitional shelter, and a permanent supportive housing.
Thinking back to your home, what types of housing were available around it? Do you know of any affordable housing programs or initiatives nearby? Whether or not there are affordable housing options, why do you think that is the case? What options do you think that area has to offer?
While many of these programs offer short-term solutions to the housing crisis and are beginning to look towards long-term change, so much of the current infrastructure still reflects historic racial housing covenants that require deep political changes to begin to shift the market towards real long-term solutions.
For today's Day of Action, we have compiled resources to support local housing programs and push for ongoing justice in affordable housing. This includes writing letters to local county commissioners and reallocating funds to affordable housing initiatives, which are linked in the description to this podcast. We close with a quote from Maya Angelou. "The ache for home lives in all of us. The safe place where we can go as we are and not be questioned."
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.